Hey guys, welcome to Let's Talk Forex with Alison and Chris. In this episode, we discuss trend trading. We discuss what they are, how to identify them, and different trend trading strategies. If you aren't familiar with trading the trend, we have some links to specific videos in the show notes. But if you have any questions, please reach out to us on our social media channels or alternatively contact us at podcast@fxscouts.com.
Hey, Alison, how are you today?
Hey, Chris, I'm doing well. How's it going on your side?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. It's my daughter's 10th birthday yesterday, so yeah. I'm a bit tired. Spent most of my evening trying to corral a group of screaming 10-year-olds around an ice skating rink, which, you know, nothing really prepares you for that in adult life, you know?
No.
You know, you on paper, having a children's birthday party sounds like a relatively easy thing to do, but in practice, geez, it really takes it out of you.
Are you feeling quite tired today?
Yeah, no, tired, traumatized. No, I'm just a bit tired. No, but it was wonderful. I joke, it was really fun. Cool. Had a good day. Yeah, so she's turned 10. She thinks she's 16, but you know, such is life. No, it was a good day. How about you? What have you been up to?
Yeah, same old. Down at the beach. Yeah.
Right.
It was a relatively quiet weekend. It was actually really nice just to sort of regroup and rest and, you know, have some time with the family.
Good. Glad to hear it. What are we talking about this week?
Well, this week we're actually going to be going into a little bit of a technical subject, I guess I could say, or technical fundamental, but we're talking about trend following, and it's probably the most popular way for traders to generate trading signals. You know, you always hear the trend is your friend, and trends are basically directional movements, and they are driven by fundamental factors for the most part that shift markets over time. And if you can correctly identify and trade with a trend, then you often find that you're more profitable than if you trade against the trend, unless you're very experienced.
Yeah, and it's something we've talked about a few times, that I think a lot of traders think they can predict the trend, and they'll try and trade against the trend when they think it's peaked, and then they end up, in most cases, losing out. Yeah, so it's quite important to learn how to do this, to see about what it is, and try and resist your basic human instinct to think that you're better than the markets. Yeah, so trend traders, they're just you can enter a long position when an asset is trending upwards. An uptrend in any asset class is characterized by higher lows and higher highs. Likewise, when you're going to enter a short position as a trend trader when it's trending lower, and this is characterized by lower lows and lower highs.
Yeah, and I mean, it seems simple, but in practice, it can be quite tricky to identify and trade the trend. But, you know, I guess one of the most important things to sort of understand and to give you a good overview of the market is to understand that there are different types of trends or different trend lengths. So you get long-term or primary trends, medium-term trends, and then short-term trends. And I often find that traders will ask, you know, is what is the trend on the Euro-USD, for example? But when you answer this question, you've got to really understand what time frame you're talking about, because trends on different time frames can look very different. So it's very important that you're quite specific about what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Because long-term trends, they can last for months, you know, many months, upwards of 6-8 months. And they're going to show the bigger picture. And they'll reflect the difference in economic strength of the countries, the currencies which form that currency pair. So Euro-USD is a long-term trend. You're going to be looking really at the long-term economic health of the Eurozone versus the United States. And you're going to look at these trends on daily, weekly, or even monthly charts in order to figure them out.
Yeah. And for example, if you're looking at the dollar-rand, you'll see it's been in a long-term uptrend for the last, I don't know, I think up to 10 years or lifetime, yep. I guess, if you look back as far as that. But you might see intermediate short-term downtrends on the dollar rand. And intermediate trends last usually from 1 to 8 months, and they're formed within the long-term trend. And you'll obviously view these trends more so on the daily or weekly charts. You won't really go, you know, to the monthly charts. It'll give you sort of, it won't give you enough of a view of
yeah.
The trend if you look on, you know, if you make the time frames too large.
Yeah, exactly. And then you've got the short-term trends, which can last for several days or even a few weeks. And they appear because of global capital flows. And this is generally caused by economic and political news. And these trends allow traders to make profits over a few days or hours. And you can view these trends usually on an hourly chart, a four-hourly chart, or even daily charts.
Yeah, exactly. But when you, even if you're only trading during the day, you need to know not only the short-term trend, but you also need to understand the long and medium-term trends, and then draw their trend lines. Sometimes the price can meet resistance or support of a longer-term trend. So if you identify all three trends on your chart, then you'll have a much better view of the market, and will also give you an idea of where there could be a pullback, a reversal, or you know, a continuation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right. So how do you correctly identify a trend? Well, there's a few different ways to do this, which we're going to get into just after this short break.
Hey, thanks for tuning in and a warm welcome to our new listeners. I'm Alison.
And I'm Chris, and we both work for FX Scouts, which is a global Forex education site and a broker marketplace.
Our mission is to decrease the number of people who get scammed or lose money in Forex trading by providing Forex trading education. We highlight serious brokers and we assist Forex traders in finding the best regulated broker for their needs.
Yeah, and we have sites all over the world. So just do a search for FX Scouts in your region. Or failing that, you can head over to fxscouts.com, which is our main website. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram. We're on Threads, LinkedIn, Twitter. And Alison regularly publishes educational videos on YouTube. So check those out. Thanks so much. And now back to this week's episode. Right, welcome back. So let's talk about how to identify trends. So the first and the most obvious way of doing this is you're going to be using trend lines or channels. So when a currency's pair's exchange rate is trending higher, it's generally going to make a series of higher highs and higher lows. And when you see this pattern, you can then draw two trend lines, one through the set of highs and then one through the set of lows.
And what you're going to do if you, once you've drawn these trend lines, is you want to also note whether they're parallel. Because if they are, then you'll know that a channel is forming. And if the channel has formed, you could probably expect further movement in the direction of the trend. Mm-hmm. But this is as long as the trend doesn't break out of the channel. So if you notice a break below or above that channel, you could suspect that the trend either might be changing or might be narrowing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so make sure that they remain in parallel. The second way you can identify trends is using moving averages. So moving average is a technical analysis tool, and it smooths out price data by creating a constantly updated average price. So on a price chart, a moving average creates a single flat line. And this effectively it's a visualization tool. It eliminates any variations due to random price fluctuations. And the average is taken over a specific period of time. So you can have 10 days or 20 minutes or 30 weeks or whatever time period you're interested in looking at. And for long-term trend followers, they're generally going to look at 200-day or 100-day or 50-day simple moving averages. These are quite popular.
Yeah. I mean, I often use those moving averages anyway. It gives you a really good idea of, what price is doing. And there are several ways to use the moving average. So the first and probably most obvious way is to look at the angle of the average. And so if price is moving above the line, then it's in an uptrend. And when price is moving below the line, then the pair is in a downtrend. And if you find that it's mostly moving sort of horizontally for an extended period of time, then you could assume that the price isn't trending, that it's ranging. The one thing you have to be careful of with moving averages is they don't help you predict about the future movement of a forex pair, for example. They simply reveal what price is doing on average over a period of time. They're actually lagging indicators. So you have to be aware of that, when you're making trading decisions.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. It's historical data. Another way of looking at trend is using moving average crossovers. So this is also using moving averages. Let's say you plot, for instance, a 200-day and a 50-day moving average on your chart. So a buy signal will occur when the 50-day crosses above the 200-day, and a sell signal will occur when the 50-day drops below the 200-day. And the time frames can be altered to suit your to whatever time period that you're interested in looking at, but that's generally how they're used.
The only thing you have to be aware of, though, when you do use this method, is that price is more volatile, as I've said just now, than the moving average. You might get false signals with this method, and particularly in short-term trades. So if you're looking at very short time frames, the crossovers could give you false signals. The longer time frames can be more accurate.
Can be more accurate. Yeah, absolutely. And then another one, another way of discovering trend is using the MACD, the moving average convergence divergence. This is what they call an oscillating indicator. And this is a technical analysis indicator that varies over time within a band, usually above and below the center line. And the MACD fluctuates above and below zero. This is both a trend following and a momentum indicator.
Yeah, I really enjoy the MACD. I find it produces
it is
good signals in confidence.
It's very useful.
With
yeah.
other indicators, I must add.
Mm-hmm.
So one basic MACD strategy is to look at which side of zero or that line that the MACD lines are on in the histogram. And you'll find the histogram below your chart. So if the MACD lines are above zero for a sustained period of time, then you could assume that the pair is trending upwards. And if they are below zero for a sustained period of time, then the trend is likely down. And when you use this strategy, potential buy signals occur when the MACD lines move just above zero, and potential sell signals when it crosses just below zero. So yeah, it's quite I really enjoy using the MACD, and traders frequently use it with support and resistance, on the charts to determine those buy and sell signals.
Yeah, and signal line crossovers can also provide additional buy and sell signals as well. So the MACD has two lines. It has a fast line and then a slow line. And a buy signal can occur when the fast line crosses through and above the slow line. And then a sell signal on the other side will occur when the fast line crosses through and below the slow line on the MACD.
And then lastly, the relative strength index is also another firm favorite among many traders, myself included. And it's also an oscillator, but its movement is contained between 0 and 100. So it provides slightly different information to the MACD. And one way to interpret the RSI is by viewing the price as overbought and due for a correction. In other words, it sort of got to the top of its range and now it's going to reverse downwards. Mm-hmm. And that's when the RSI is above 70. Traders view 70 as overbought. It's a common way to view it. Some traders view the 80 as overbought, but generally 70 is seen as overbought. And viewing the price as oversold and due for a bounce often occurs when the indicator goes below 30. Some people make it more sensitive. So only when it goes below 20 do they view an asset as oversold.
Yeah, yeah. And in a strong uptrend, you know, the price will often reach 70 and beyond, as you were saying, Alison, for sustained periods of time, which is, I think, where some traders will wait until it gets to 80. And similarly for downtrends, it can get well below 30 for a long period of time. So general overbought and oversold levels, they can be accurate occasionally, but they may not provide the most timely signals for trend traders. So if you are going to use the RSI, use it in conjunction with something else.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, you're going to have an uptrend for a long time if there's fundamental factors that are supporting it. Then
absolutely.
You might not see even though it's in oversold territory, you might not see a bounce down. So it's, just very important to be aware of the whole picture before just buying or selling when it goes into oversold or overbought territory. And an alternative is to place a short-term trade near an overbought condition in a downtrend. For example, if the long-term trend is up, a buy signal occurs when the RSI moves below 50 and then back above it. So you could just time your entries quite specifically with the RSI. So it basically means a pullback in price has occurred. So pullbacks are also quite a nice way to use the RSI. And the trader, you know, buys once the pullback appears to have ended according to the RSI, and then, you know, the trend is again resuming. And the 50 levels are used because the RSI doesn't typically reach 30. So you won't have it, you know, sort of going downwards in an uptrend unless a potential reversal is underway. And a short trade signal occurs when the trend is down and the RSI moves above 50 and then back below it. Then, you know, it's sort of done its little pullback and is again moving back into a downtrend.
Yeah, it's really good advice, Alison. It's a really interesting way to use the RSI. But yeah, there's a lot of other trend trading strategies out there you can use as well. And if you want more information, I think, Alison, you've done a video on trend trading strategies, haven't you?
Yeah, very, very recently, I think a couple of weeks ago. So we'll pop a link to that video in the show notes if you want a more visual you know, representation of trends and strategies and how to go about applying them.
Yeah. Yeah, super. We'll have that in the show notes for you guys. And yeah, and I think to just reiterate the point that we said at the top of this, like, I mean, don't, you know, if you're, especially if you're a beginner and you're just starting out, don't try and trade against the trend. As Alison said, the trend is your friend. Find ways, use these ways, use other methods to try and capture it and see which way it's going. And yeah, and don't try and predict, don't try and work against it when you're just starting out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, and then
yes,
also take your fundamental factors into account. I think that's very important. And always use a confluence of signals, you know, of technical factors before you make a decision.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't just look at a single thing. And again, as we pointed out, you know, use multiple timeframes.
Yeah.
Really important, you know, just because, you know, what might be... you know, it looks like on a short-term chart, the trend is continuing, but you might be up against support resistance on a longer-term chart.
Yeah.
And that's really important to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, what are we talking about next week, Alison?
Well, next week, we've actually got a very exciting episode lined up. We're talking to Tom Salmon from SpreadX.
Oh, cool. That's right. Yeah, we're going to have that's right. He's the managing director of SpreadX Trading.
Yes.
We're going to have him on.
Yeah.
So really interesting interview.
An interesting interview about spread betting as well, which is a subject we don't often talk about.
No, exactly. And I think something interesting for our listeners to get to grips with. Yeah, spread betting, quite an interesting thing. Yeah, I very much look forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Me too. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Alison. Take care.
You too. Cheers.